people in the Herald Sun's listening. 50 to 60,000 peaceful demonstrators here outside Crown Casino.
I walk around and see people acting very peacefully and seeing a different portrayal in the media. And I also talk to people who know precisely why they're here and the issues that bring them here. And that includes not just young people, but I met farmers who are here because they don't want to grow genetically modified foods, for instance. But the media is saying there are just a lot of people here along for a party who are not concerned really about the issues and don't even, in fact, know about the issues. I'm very surprised. I just can assume that some sections of the media just aren't talking to those people and finding out what their concerns are. And that's a shame because it's a huge effort to stand out here from 6 o'clock in the morning in the pouring rain. You don't do that unless you've got a good reason.
If the trade union movement called a meeting internationally, invited a few governments and a few business reps along and called it a World Economic Forum, could you imagine the scorn the media would pour on such a body?
The sorts of pictures and headlines that are being carried by the mainstream media, I think, are really just a reflection of what the World Economic Forum and our politicians would like us to take back from these protests. The Age leads with Battle of Melbourne, so I suppose once again the references to the Battle for Seattle, but certainly they're really whipping it up into a frenzy, and the it's just all focused on conflict between police and protesters. The Herald Sun, shameful.
Somebody who had been injured was approached by about half a dozen people from the mainstream media, and we asked the media to stand back while we ascertained the extent of her injuries and whether she was okay. And they simply told us that if she didn't answer questions straight away, then we'd lost the story. So it was a really disgraceful situation from the mainstream media. And I mean, I guess what can you expect? The people sitting inside the World Economic Forum own all those mainstream media outlets, and we've just got to be grateful that we've got a fantastic independent media network here to record what's really happening at the World Economic Forum.
Basically, indie media was set up about 6 weeks ago to sort of fill the void, the massive void left by the mainstream media with regards to coverage of S11. And we've got a website which 3CR has been uploading a lot of audio content to. People from Scar have been uploading video. We've got text reports going up all the time, and been getting about 7,000 plus people looking at that site every day over the last few days, so that's been pretty exciting. And we've also put out 6,000 copies of an indie bulletin street paper each day with a bit of an update.
You know, everyone said we shouldn't have done this, but because the major parties and most of the media, with the exception of people like 3CR, don't listen to us, the young people have basically said, well, we've got no choice but to take to the streets. And that's how people are listening, and that's why you've got every media outlet here from the BBC, 3CR, down here listening to our agenda. And it's really justified the protest. It's been an absolutely magnificent 3 days.
There is so much hype. When I saw the news last night, it wasn't the event I was at. I walked the line at least 10 times yesterday from one end to the other, and I saw, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of people doing really spirited, really strong non-violent action, and it really had a good atmosphere to it. It was predictable what the Herald Sun and others were going to say, but don't believe the hype.
So I think the journalists in some sense are now on side, but what we're also hearing from them at the Sydney Alternative Media Centre is that the editors at the head offices of the major corporate press are actually changing the stories that are filed from their correspondents. And I think that this is really something that we might have to think about in the future, because what we're trying to build is an accurate method of reporting these incidents.
But you see, journalists are also unionised workers who work in big factories that are owned by transnational corporations like, you know, News Limited and Fairfax and so forth. So it's very important that journalists understand that these protesters are peaceful, that they want to get the message across, that ultimately redundancies, sackings, individual contracts, those kinds of things can be perpetrated on journalists just as they can on any other workers. So there's control and there's ownership in the mainstream media that many journalists battle against to get their stories out to have the truth heard. So what I'd say to those people who say protesting against this is futile, protesting against this is about the only thing that we have where we can make these people listen, because unless this kind of stuff happens, they will carry on ripping and pillaging the world's resources, you know, without hesitation, even if it meant their own destruction. That's how narrow some of the views of the people at the top end of our society are.